happening, everybody?
This is Beyonce.
This is Jenna Jackson.
I'm Jennifer Lopez.
Hi, I'm Mariah Carey.
Get your girls, grab a glass, and get ready.
Big mama, I'm a
I love it.
Natalia. Being good, I'm a bad.
Let's have some real talk and spill that tea while we play your faves.
Natalia.
Tap in.
Finally, a show made for women by women.
Yeah.
Engaging, entertaining, empowering.
That sounds amazing.
You know where to find me, sugar.
It's the Natalia Hernandez Show.
You heard?
Welcome. Yes, pull up a chair. Tuck in those AirPods nice and tight because we're about to take a ride. My name is Natalia Hernandez. Thank you so much for joining my Girl Power Hour. If you are new to me and you're just here to check out TLC, well, let me reintroduce myself, okay? I've been on the radio for about 20-something years. I've been in the music industry since I was 16. And just like everybody else in 2020, I had to figure out how to pivot. And it's definitely been challenging, but I am finding my way. And part of me finding my way was going through my radio archives and finding some of the best interviews that I've done and resharing them with you. That's what I've done here with Chili. I actually sat down and spoke with her back in 2019, but I'm bringing this interview back because not only is it still relevant today, she's an inspiration, and I think she dropped so many gems about mom life, about feminism, about staying true to yourself, staying true to your game. But I thank you so much for joining me. Let me tell you a little bit about myself. Also, I am a mom of three. I'm Boricua, I live in Vegas, and I love to have a good time. I keep it 100 no matter what, whether it's good or bad, and that's what people love and hate about me, right? Because I tell the truth. And yeah, I just plan to have a good time with you. And this interview was really special to me because TLC were such an important part of my childhood growing up. Their music really inspired me and really shaped the way I saw myself as a young woman growing up in the 90s. And it's really cool to bring this interview back. Remember, it was pre-pandemic. At the time, she was on the road. They were doing a summer tour. And I asked Chili, what was it like to be on the road again? Keep in mind, this was pre-pandemic. Here's what she had to say.
It really is like a big old party, you know. And even when we go on tour, just different tours, been touring through the years, we always tell people, they're like, what is it like, you know, to see TLC perform? Like, it's a party.
Mm-hmm.
That's exactly how it is with the type of energy that we have, you know, on stage and how we interact with the crowd and stuff. So it's awesome.
You guys were like the first, I want to say, feminist, you know, trio group. And back then, I don't even think we labeled it as feminist because you guys stood for like safe sex. You guys stood for independent women. Mm-hmm. You ain't too proud to beg.
Right,
and like
right.
You were giving these positive, empowering messages before it was like the cool thing to do.
And even on your latest album that you guys dropped last year,
you continue to keep that type of energy going with your music. Cause like your song Haters or the other one, Perfect Girls.
Yeah.
Like you guys are still encouraging and inspiring. And it's really hard to do that in this day and age, considering the way music has changed. Mm-hmm. So what makes you guys always want to stay so positive?
Well, you know, first of all, it's just who we are. And, you know, we just tell it how it is. We're just, you know, very outspoken, always been that way. We were actually called feminist when we first came out, you know, and at that time we didn't know how to embrace that word.
Right.
It was like, I don't know about that adjective.
Because that was like the burn your bra
thing. And right. So, you know, we were kind of looking at it like the extreme. But, you know, it's really a cool compliment because, you know, we're all about girl power and empowering women and, you know, that self-esteem, getting it to where it needs to be, which is all, I think it's a lifetime job to do with, with all of us. You know, we all struggle at times with that kind of stuff. So, you know, even in today's world, I think that these type of songs are so necessary because of social media, the way it is. And we have a song out called Haters that is, you know, talks about cyberbullying and things like that. And I wish that more artists would, you know, make songs like that, just or the subject matter.
Right.
You know, because it's very much needed.
You are inside my Girl Power Hour, and I brought back my interview that I did with Chili a few years ago, and I had to talk to her about Waterfalls because that song and that video created so much drama in my life with my parents. I know, believe it or not. I know, it seems like forever ago. But yeah, I had to, you know, bring that up to Chili and talk about my full circle moment. Check it.
So the Waterfalls video, when it came out, it was such a big deal because you guys use CGI the way that nobody had really done that before in a music video. And I was like hanging with the wrong people, getting in trouble. And my mom didn't really understand. Hip hop wasn't mainstream, right? R&B wasn't as commercial as it is today. So she was trying to like reach me. And the way that she would do that is she asked me if I'd ever heard your song Waterfalls before, which like, duh, I already had the album, right? And she shows me the video and she's like, Natalia, you're going to end up like the boy in the video. If you don't get your life together, you're going to end up like the boy in the video. And I'd be like, Mom, you are tripping. Like, stop. And I'm so happy that you're here because it's like a 360 for my life. Because I could be like, Mom, I didn't end up like that boy. And I had you on my show.
That is awesome.
But Waterfalls was very powerful. It really was. It sent a message that we really hadn't heard before, you know, to avoid that wrong kind of energy.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's crazy because at first radio was not checking for that song. Like, I think lyrically they don't go check. What does that mean?
Right.
Like, they didn't get it.
Yeah.
And so that's why I feel like the power of videos, if they're done right with the song, can really, you know, be helpful. And that video brought those lyrics to life. So people, when you saw it, it was almost like you were hearing the song again for the first time.
It was like
and
a movie.
Really understanding like what that whole Waterfalls, Don't Go Chasing Waterfalls mean. And so when we met with F. Gary Gray and told him, because the three of us came up with, you know, different, like I remember, do you remember that movie, The Abyss? So the water images, I got that idea from that movie. And I think Lisa came up with us coming from outer space.
Of course she did.
Right? Look, no, at first she had us passing like different galaxies. And so it was like,
reel it in.
We're not probably going to do that part, but we'll just come from the sky or something. And then Tion came up with some of the stories, storylines and stuff. And so he was able to bring it to life. And when we saw the video together for the first time, we all cried.
Aww.
Because we couldn't believe that he was able to take what we were saying and then add to it and just, you know, and hey, the rest is history.
I have some fan questions. And this is a question I have too. Your abs. Everybody wants to know what's your workout routine? What's your skin regimen? Because you're not aging. You're like a vampire. Tell us more. How do you maintain?
Oh, man. That's so funny. Okay. I eat very clean.
Okay.
I have for many, many years.
Like vegan or?
No, I'm a pescatarian.
Okay.
And even before becoming a pescatarian, I would eat, chicken and turkey, beef on occasion, but it had to be the best grade, you know, like organic, grass-fed, and no hormones and things like that. And so now where I am, because I'm just always trying to improve.
Mm-hmm.
And I just love where I am. I feel really good and healthy and energetic. You know, I'm a big part of the Beachbody family, you know, because I'm not a gym person. I don't like going to the gym.
Yeah.
People go there to hook up and do all kinds of things. It's too much. It's like a club, actually.
It is. That's why I don't go.
Yeah, me neither. So I do, you know, workout DVDs at home and stuff. And when I'm on the road, because you can go to Beachbody on demand and all the workout programs are there. And so my tour bus, I have some weights and things like that. And so, and I just, it's funny because it's not very hard for me to try like push myself because it's my lifestyle.
Right.
And that's what I tell people. And the first thing I tell them is like, oh, you know, diets. I'm like, don't say diet. You know, it has to become a lifestyle. You just eat great and take care of yourself. And, you know, I mean, we're all, you know, getting older and gonna get old, but I'm like, you know, you can really age gracefully if you take good care of yourself.
If you had to pick a current female rapper to add to your group, who would it be?
Oh.
Not that you would, but.
Yeah.
Out of today's.
I don't know anybody. You know, no shade to anybody. Yeah. Just because I know what we do on that stage. And I don't know who could do that in heels and things. You know what I'm saying? It's like.
Yeah. These jits don't have the stamina. They don't have the work ethic. Listen, these millennials, right?
Listen, because we have two new girl dancers, and only because our other dancers were off on other tours at this particular time. And they're in their 20s, and we're rehearsing, and I promise you on everything, one of them said to me, and the other one had to agree with her, because they've been out with, you know, other people.
Mm-hmm.
And they said, we have never worked this hard before. This is so hard. Wow. And it's funny because we dance real hard, and we're from the South. So, you know, being from Atlanta like that, the groove is different. It's all about the groove. You know what I mean? And so you got to catch that as a dancer. And it's not easy.
Yeah, and that's why you guys have sold 65 million records worldwide. You know what I'm saying?
We got to talk about that mom life, because I know a lot of working moms, we worry about balancing our careers and our kids. And your son is like grown now. So was it hard raising him while you were touring and on the road? What was that experience like?
It's so funny. My son is here. He goes to Full Sail University.
Okay, in Orlando.
Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm a Florida girl.
Oh, okay. Yeah. And so he's doing so well there. And I'm so proud because, you know, him having two parents in the music industry, either he was going to love it and it was going to be in his blood, or he's going to be like total opposite of it. Well, and I would have supported either, you know what I mean? But it's in him, you know.
Yeah. Well, it's commendable that he's even going to school, because a lot of people with your type of parents would be like, I'm not going to go to school. Like, my mom.
He didn't have a choice. I told him. I was like, no, you got to go to school. Yeah. You are going to school.
You're going to learn this craft.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And I mean, you know, he is an amazing writer and producer. And I'm like, what? I mean, even Dallas and I, we talk, I'm like, you hear this music? Wow. So I'm excited for, you know, what's going to happen with him and his future and music and stuff like that. I'm just so proud of him.
Another fan question I have is, will you ever do another reality show or a dating show?
I'm definitely open to, I love TV, it's fun, but a dating show, no way. Yeah. Like, What Chili Wants, the two seasons I did it was that for that time. Mm-hmm. I'm glad I did it because, you know, it put me in a really good position because the numbers were great. And
I watched both seasons, thank you. Every episode, and I felt just as awkward as you did through all them dates. I'm like, this is not the one for her. Why is she going out with him?
So it's so funny because I talked to, you know, the CEO at VH1 at the time, and I was telling him, you know, I really wanted to do a TLC movie. It was always a dream of mine. Mm-hmm. And we talked about that, and they were about to make a shift, and it was the perfect timing. Right. So that's how Crazy Sexy Cool, the TLC story, you know, was able to come to life. And I wanted to do it with television simply because there's more longevity there. Mm-hmm. They're going to play that movie for the next 40 years.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
And it was very well done.
Thank you.
When you think of all of the music movies that have been done lately, like, it was VH1, but it was so well done. Because I have a daughter that's 18. Mm-hmm. And through your movies, when she really got to learn about the history of TLC.
Yeah.
And she's a big fan of Kiki. So she was like, Mom, this was a great movie and she did such a good job. And I was like, yeah, it was definitely well done.
Thank you.
Thanks so much for taking the time to check out my Girl Power Hour. Again, my name is Natalia Hernandez. I do a radio show on the True Radio app, which is free for iPhones or Androids during the week, 7 to 11 on the East Coast and 4 to 8 p.m. on the West Coast. I do this Girl Power Hour podcast as an extension of what I'm doing on the radio to really celebrate women, empower women, inspire women, and entertain women. As you can see, I was digging in the crates and grabbing some of my best content because, you know, I used to think that I needed to work at like a big radio station and have some big brand behind me in order to put out great work. And I realized through the pandemic and all of 2020 that I am in control of my destiny. I do not need these conglomerates to put out my interviews. I do not need these conglomerates to help me secure interviews. As a matter of fact, when I worked for these radio stations, they barely wanted to help me and they were paying me to do the job. You know, they didn't want to help me elevate my show by helping me with resources. I had to go get everything myself. And if you talk to anybody that's ever worked in urban radio, they will tell you the same thing. So I am, you know, jumping into this podcast world. I'm jumping into this new normal of Spotify with music. I'm playing with that and I'm just playing with the universe and seeing, you know, what's going to happen, because I love music. I love talking to people. I love connecting with you. I love to inspire women, share my story and help them share their stories. And I don't need a radio station to do that. I have this microphone, I have you listening, and that is all I mother effing need. You know what I'm saying? We could keep it 100 here too, okay? Cussing everything. But anyway, thank you so much again for checking me out. And, you know, next week we're gonna have an amazing guest, an Oscar award winner, and we're gonna have some real talk. Let's connect. If you have any questions, feedback, any ideas, comments, I'm open to all of it on all socials. You can find me at Natalia On Air, and go ahead, slide in the DMs.